and talk to us about healthcare vaccination. Thank you.
So I'm going to talk about workplace promotion of influenza vaccination among healthcare personnel. And actually what we're trying to do in the study is to take a very global view on different types of policies that are used in the workplace to promote influenza vaccination among healthcare personnel. And as part of this sort of very global view, we are trying to basically take a population-based perspective, and instead of looking at specific institutions and certain policies, we try to see like the population of healthcare workers, by which type of policies are they covered, and how are these policies associated with influenza vaccination uptake among those healthcare workers. So just a little bit of background. There are relatively low influenza vaccination rates among healthcare workers, which have raised concerns for several reasons. So over the past decade, less than 50% of healthcare workers have been vaccinated for influenza. And during the pandemic, the situation looks a little bit better. So we estimated, sort of during the pandemic, these data refer to January 2010, that 62% of healthcare workers were vaccinated for seasonal influenza and 37% were vaccinated for H1N1 influenza. And of course, the low vaccination rates, or relatively low vaccination rates, raise concern about patient safety, and often it is seen as a, like influenza vaccination rates are seen as a quality of care indicator. They raise concern about the delivery of medical care if there are severe outbreaks, like a pandemic. And they also raise concern about the credibility of provider recommendations if providers themselves do not appear to follow the recommendations. And this list, of course, could be, a couple of things could be added, concerns about the safety of the healthcare personnel themselves and their families, for example. So there has been growing interest in vaccination requirements, but so relatively little data at the national level. So the reason is that often it's seen that voluntary efforts to vaccinate healthcare workers are or maybe insufficient to really raise vaccination rates to what the desired levels. And case studies, so it's mostly like descriptions of implementation of certain programs at specific institutions, show that vaccination requirements are highly effective in increasing vaccine uptake. So following this evidence, there has been a recent push toward mandatory vaccination. I just listed a few of professional associations that sort of have supported mandatory influenza vaccination recently. But so far, so we have this kind of political movement. We have the view that maybe these requirements are helpful in increasing uptake, but there's no like national data on how many healthcare workers are already reached by these type of requirements, and are they widely used yet, or is there still a long way to go? So what we are trying to do is sort of to fill this gap by constructing a nationally representative survey of healthcare personnel and trying to analyze what type of efforts or how many healthcare workers are covered by different type of efforts to promote influenza vaccinations, and then show the association between these promotion efforts with actual influenza vaccine uptake. So in order to do this, or I should maybe say this project was part of a sort of larger effort during the pandemic where we were asked to track influenza vaccination uptake and promotion efforts during the pandemic, and as well look at different other infection control measures. And what we did for this particular effort, we did monthly surveys starting in December 2009 until 2010. And the idea was to very quickly, in order to monitor pandemic efforts, construct a research panel of healthcare workers that's supposed to be nationally representative, and then use this panel to analyze these outcomes of interest, namely influenza vaccination and vaccination promotion efforts. And so the main challenge was to generate this research national representative research panel of healthcare workers. And what we did to achieve this goal is we went to a large internet database, which is maintained by Knowledge Networks. And Knowledge Networks has a research panel of about 40,000 households or 50,000 individuals. We then screened based on information on occupation and industry for people who are healthcare workers. We refined them through a set of questions in a survey fielded to those people. The group of healthcare workers and obtained very quickly and cost efficiently a sample of 1,714 healthcare workers. I should say that Knowledge Networks is an online research panel, but they use address-based sampling combined with random digit dialing to have a probability-based sampling frame. So the aim here is really to have a national representative view of healthcare personnel in the overall population in the U.S. The data that I present here is from this analytic sample of 1,714 healthcare workers that responded to the last survey wave. So it's data from June 2010. And we only look at people who work in a healthcare setting or whose work involves hands-on care of patients. So this definition of healthcare workers includes people who provide patient care outside a healthcare setting, but also people who work in a healthcare setting but who are not involved in patient care, something like food support services in a hospital, things like that. We obtained a 73% completion rate for all the healthcare personnel sampled for the June wave within the Knowledge Network sampling frame. So what are the type of questions we look at? We analyzed three questions about workplace promotion of influenza vaccination. The first one was, during the past 12 months, did your employer recommend or require you to be vaccinated for seasonal or H1N1 swine flu? So these type of questions were always asked for both types of influenza vaccines, seasonal and H1N1, separately. And here the options were the employer recommends, requires, or neither. If there was a requirement, we had a follow-up question asking whether this was just a formal requirement or whether there were actually penalties imposed in response to non-compliance. Then we also looked at whether or not employers offered vaccine to their staff on site, again for both types of vaccine, seasonal and H1N1. And we looked at whether or not the employers reminded their staff to get vaccinated by various means, including postcards, emails, letters, and things like that. Give you a little overview over the sample characteristics. So this sample that we constructed based on the general population data from Knowledge Networks, how does that look like? So we have coverage of different work settings. We have most people working in hospitals. Then we have some healthcare workers working in ambulatory care and outpatient clinic settings, then long-term care and other settings, which is, for example, school-based settings or pharmacies, things like that. Then we have good coverage of different types of patient contacts, so people who are directly involved in hands-on care, people who care for very seriously ill patients, so this is if you're like in a burn unit or you're caring for severely other severely ill people. Then we have a substantial number of people who have regular contact with influenza patients, at particular high risk for influenza. We have different occupations, so it's actually tough, even with this very large sample base by Knowledge Networks, to get a very large number of medical doctors, but we still have more than 100 in the combined category, medical doctors, nurse practitioners, assistants and dentists. Then we have a lot of nurses and allied health professionals, some healthcare workers involved in administrative tasks or management tasks, and non-clinical support people. And as you see in our data, we have final vaccination rates of 61% for seasonal and 43% for H1N1. So you may wonder, I said earlier we had 62% for seasonal and 37% for H1N1. That was referring to January 2010. And what you see from these data from June, basically by January all the seasonal vaccine had been administered, but there was still some increase in H1N1 vaccination. And in the end, we estimate the rate to be 43%. So coming to the main point of this paper, to look at various workplace policies and especially vaccination requirements, what we do see is that in the general population of U.S. healthcare workers, vaccination requirements with or without penalties are both fairly rare. So we see, if you look at the blue bars, that's referring to seasonal influenza, that 11% of healthcare workers are covered by an influenza vaccination mandate, out of which roughly half impose penalties for non-compliance and the others are formal requirements without penalties. Still, the dominating policy is a recommendation which covers 64% of healthcare workers for seasonal and about the same for H1N1. Then vaccine is commonly offered on site, but not always. So we get for seasonal influenza 72% and for H1N1 63%. And about half of employers issue vaccination reminders for seasonal and or H1N1 vaccination. Looking more closely at the requirements with penalties, so sort of the really strongest form of mandatory influenza vaccination, we see that those are most common among healthcare workers who care for seriously ill persons, which is not too surprising. So it's like 14% of healthcare workers caring for seriously ill people are subject to mandatory influenza vaccination. And if you look at it by work setting, you see that essentially, almost all requirements are concentrated in hospital settings. So as very, very few healthcare workers outside hospital settings are covered by mandatory vaccinations with penalties. Now, if you contrast those sort of prevalence data for these very strict requirement policies and look at uptake of vaccine, you see a very similar pattern. So if you look here just at seasonal influenza vaccination, we had an overall uptake rate of 61% in June 2010. And you see it's about 61-62% for healthcare workers who provide hands-on care. But then it's considerably larger, 78% for healthcare workers who care for seriously ill patients, and 70% for healthcare workers who have regular contact with flu patients. Again, looking at the breakdown by work setting, highest vaccination rates are in hospital settings or outpatient settings, and somewhat lower rates in long-term care settings or other healthcare settings. So, now we have this inventory of different workplace policies. Now we can, of course, look at the association in a multivariate model of these workplace policies with vaccine uptake. And I should point out this is, of course, associations and observational data, and there is no randomized trial or nothing that would permit us to draw causal conclusions from this. But it's still striking. I mean, what we see is that being subject to a requirement with penalty increases the chances of being vaccinated for seasonal influenza by 39 percentage points. So this is a very large increase if you think base uptake was 61%. So this essentially means being subject to a requirement with penalty pushes uptake way over the 90% bar. Interestingly, even requirements without formal penalties have a very substantial impact on vaccination rates in our data, or display a very substantial association with vaccination rates in our data. And being subject to a requirement without penalty, you were still 32 percentage points more likely to be vaccinated for seasonal influenza. And their recommendations themselves had a positive association with uptake, but it was only statistically significant for H1N1 and not for seasonal. Another interesting observation is that while the similar pattern obtains for seasonal and H1N1 vaccination, the gap or the sort of additional bite that you get from having a requirement with penalty as opposed to a requirement without penalty seems to be somewhat larger in the case of H1N1, which may suggest that people were somewhat more wary about H1N1 vaccine and you needed some additional strictness in your requirement in order to really enforce vaccine uptake. And on-site vaccination also for both vaccines featured a statistically significant association with uptake, which is a good bit larger for seasonal vaccination than for H1N1. Another interesting finding by looking at these associations is that all these workplace policies have a much larger impact quantitatively or much larger association quantitatively than other characteristics. So once you control for these different workplace policies, people in outpatient setting are actually 13 percentage points more likely to be vaccinated for seasonal influenza. And the difference we observed initially between outpatient and hospital settings is actually largely explained by the fact that hospitals have a larger inventory of workplace policies that explicitly encourage vaccination, whereas outpatient settings mostly don't. And again, we obtain some positive association with different types of patient contact, but the magnitude of those associations is considerably smaller than the magnitude we found for the workplace policies. So, of course, our study had a couple of limitations. On the positive side, our approach by latching onto a very large existing nationally representative data set, doing quick screening, and by that generating a nationally representative sample of healthcare workers is very fast. It's very cost effective, and it leads to a diverse sample of HCP. But at the same time, representativeness is somewhat uncertain, which is mostly related to uncertainty about the representative of the knowledge networks panel in itself, plus some uncertainty about the specifics of our screening based on industry and occupation data. Of course, we would like to see whether this is a very important issue, but it's difficult to validate our approach without having a clear, like, national benchmark of healthcare worker data by which we could compare the characteristics we obtain by our fast procedure to, like, any type of national benchmark for healthcare workers. Then the second limitation, of course, cross-sectional data and observational data provide only limited insight into the causal relationships at play. So we cannot really say whether the policies caused the increase in vaccination uptake or whether there was just environmental factors like third factor causation that led to the enactment of these policies in a certain setting and also at the same time affect vaccine uptake in general. And the third point, and this is something where I think our approach complements case studies nicely, but also like reinforces the need for more institution-specific case studies, is we only find a very small prevalence for vaccination requirements in the general healthcare worker population, and in turn we cannot really like zoom into these requirements and do more quantitative analysis because we have very small samples of healthcare workers that are actually covered by these policies, and hence to learn more about like effective implementation and specific barriers in the implementation of these type of policies, you really need to look at institutions that had worked with these type of policies and see what kind of barriers they encountered. In conclusion, we find a strong relationship between vaccination requirements and vaccine uptake. And this relationship was particularly strong for if the requirement had some penalty for non-compliance. The policies, or in general, the inventory of explicit policies that encourage vaccination seems to matter more than just the work setting itself, like whether you work in a hospital or outpatient setting. And our findings provide some empirical support that vaccination requirements could have a large impact on vaccination rates in healthcare setting, and also suggest that on-site vaccination can help jumpstart uptake. And again, like one thing I should add, we also found that the requirements are still very rarely used in practice, so there's a lot of scope for expansion. Thank you very much.